Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I've asked producer Dan to join us because producer Dan had quite the evening. I think he might still be 60% drunk. Is that what you
said? Sounded like a marathon.
Allow me
yesterday.
To take that might be right out of the equation.
I love it, man. I love it. You do you, brother.
It's been a long time since I pulled that one.
I can't help how I wake up.
You're right.
Like, that's just
you
what
do you.
So was it because you were watching Game of Thrones? Or was it because of the cake debacle with your mom?
Well, we had a cookout yesterday.
Okay.
All of the above. It's a mash together.
Okay.
So we had a cookout yesterday. We had some people over. We were grilling burgers, dogs, you know, the usual.
Right.
Everyone's having some beers.
A lot of them, apparently.
And then everybody leaves. And then my mother starts baking.
Okay.
Now, before I get into the story, I should really stress, my mother doesn't bake.
Okay.
Like, ever.
Mm-hmm. Baking is hard.
So why did she decide
baking
to bake?
Is very precise.
Yes.
Yes.
And she's baking from scratch.
Oh, even harder.
Oh, wow.
First mistake.
And I go, Ma, what are you doing? She goes, I'm in a bake-off at work. I go, but you don't bake. Even my father even went, what's going on? Are you baking? She goes, yeah. He goes, what are you making? She goes, a cake. He goes, great. What kind? She goes, oh, it's this pineapple, blah, 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 frosted cake.
Oh, not even just like a simple chocolate or
and
vanilla.
And she goes, I'm taking it to work. He goes, the first time you bake, you're taking it away?
That is kind of brutal now that I think about it.
So now she's in a bake-off and she starts baking from scratch, and the woman downstairs, we have a woman who lives downstairs, she rents from us.
Right.
She is twice as drunk as my mom. And she decides she wants to help Nancy bake.
Now, is she a baker?
No! She bakes less than my mother, who doesn't bake.
Does she have her own baking oven downstairs?
I don't know what she was doing. She wasn't helping. That's what she wasn't doing. Now, when you have ingredients, like you said, it's very precise.
Yeah. Right.
You need to know a list. So if you have two people baking, like, oh, did you already put the flour in? Don't do that. I already put that in.
Right.
When you have two people that are hammered doing that.
It's not like this is building a shed or anything like that. You know, this isn't like a two-person job.
Why did she decide to bake a cake to take to work?
Because she's in a bake-off. She's in the Great American Bake Off at Noon Coffee.
But I'm just, why did she sign up if she doesn't bake?
Somebody else signed her up, and she doesn't know how to say no. So she's like, okay, I guess I'll make a cake.
Okay.
So how'd it turn out?
Well, the first attempt never hardened. It was just a gelatinous blob. And then halfway
did they forget to put it in the oven?
Did they forget to turn the oven on?
I turned the oven on for them because I didn't know how to turn the oven on. She goes, Dan, turn this to 350. You know how to work the oven. I was like, yeah, Ma.
Holy crap.
So three people making a cake right now.
The first cake goes in.
Yeah.
And it's been in for 20 minutes. I almost swore. She goes, oh crap, take it out.
Did it catch fire?
They forgot to put the milk in.
Oh.
So then they dump a cup of whole milk on top of the cake.
Oh my God.
I don't. I'm not a baker, but I don't think that's what you do.
Gordon Ramsay wouldn't be thrilled.
Yeah.
So the first cake, debacle, it never hardens, it's just jello.
Right.
Yeah. So we dump that out, and now it's 5:50.
Yeah.
The store, because it's a Sunday, the store up the street closes at 6.
Mm-hmm. Right.
My poor dad is sober.
What?
So what's that about?
So now he's the D&D.
Oh, man.
And she's like, Billy, we need to go up to the street and get cake mix. It closes in 10 minutes. I need a cake for tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
So he runs up to the store before it closes, gets all the ingredients again, and we're on to part two.
God bless your father for putting up with this.
And now I'm outside. I'm on Colleen detail. That's the woman downstairs.
Right.
I take her outside to distract her so my mother can bake this cake by herself.
Oh,
so you don't have two more hands throwing ingredients in and messing everything up.
I like it.
I wish people could see how you are, what you are doing with your hands right now, because your hands are above your head like you're an orangutan at the zoo. And this is apparently how people in your house make cakes.
I'm like an Italian family at Sunday dinner.
It's hilarious. A lot of hands.
So I'm outside playing Credence and drinking with her to keep her distracted.
Good.
And now my mother's cooking by herself, and I'm like, all right, she got this. She can do this by herself. She didn't have it.
She did not have
Imagine that.
Part two, disaster again.
What happened?
Now we have cornbread at the house, which tastes great. She doesn't have a cake. She's going in today cakeless.
Oh.
I don't understand how you ended up with cornbread if she was making a cake.
Bad. No one does. But the cake like the
yeah, did he buy cornmeal instead of flour?
I don't know, but it tastes like cornbread. I
feel like maybe your mom found some kind of secret recipe to change regular cake into cornbread.
Who doesn't love pineapple upside down cornbread?
We never even got to the frosting part, so there's no pineapple. But there's some dope cornbread at the house we had for Game of Thrones.
Oh, my God. Well, your dad all got right. his wish. You kept it at the house.
Yeah. And he loves cornbread.
There you go.
Everybody wins.
Fantastic work,
so
Dan.
We can't bake. That's all right. The gist.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.